Okay, today's daf is Bikurim Daf Chaf. Bikurim Daf Chaf, the second to last daf here in the second parak of Maseches Bikurim, and we are on Yutesim Abeis. Yutesim Abeis, as we said, this parak compared Truma and Maaser Sheni and Bikurim, and the last mishnah spoke about the uniqueness of Truma, and once we're talking about the uniqueness of Truma, we also spoke about the uniqueness of Bikurim. And we have the uniqueness of Trumas Maaser. Trumas Maaser is a little bit like Bikurim, a little bit like Truma. So once we had that kind of Mishnah, we also quoted the Mishnah about Esrog. Esrog is a little bit like a fruit and a little bit like a vegetable. And certain other citrus fruits along, again, not all, but certain other ones. So an Esrog, a Shavala Elon, in three ways, and Yarek in one way, right? This was the words of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah said, unlike Rabbi Eliezer said that an Esrog is like a fruit. Right, Esrog Shavala Ilan Lachal Davar. For Maisrus, we need to figure out which year, because it makes a difference. Right, we know Maiser Shady versus Maiser Ani, Shemitah, and all halachas. But Rabbi Gamliel makes a chilek. Rabbi Gamliel says three and one. In three ways, it's like tree, meaning a tree which goes by chanata, which goes by blossoming out. So you go by blossoming of the fruit for Arla, Revai, and Shemitah, and you go by Lakita, you go by when it's harvested like a vegetable for Maaser. So the Gemara was trying to figure out exactly what is, how do you have that? Like, how do you go by both? Right? Is it Mimanashach? Is it like a vegetable or is it like a fruit? So the Gemara had one suggestion, right? The Gemara asked, Im Le'ilan Lama Le'Yarek, Im Le'Yarek Lama Le'Ilan. So the Gemara says, maybe it's talking about a fruit that is nichnas mishishas l'shvias. Right, it's going from the 6th to the 7th. It blossomed in chanata during the 6th year, and it had lakita during the 7th. And you go by harehu l'bailan. It's treated like it belongs to the owner. Right, it's not hefker, and therefore it does not have kedusha shvias. All the halachas of kedusha shvias and how it has to be eaten, and maybe there's a mitzvah daraisa. Remember the Ramban? The Ramban added on to the Rambam one of the mitzvahs that he said the Rambam left out, and that is eating peirush shvias. Big discussion in the Achronim. What does that mean? Is that really a mitzvah saseh, like eating truma, like eating kachim? Or is that more of an isser saseh? La'achla v'lo l'schara, la'achla v'lo l'ibud. Right? It's more of an isser saseh. Make sure you don't treat it improperly, rather than a mitzvah to eat. Right? The Chassam Sofer is lashon of, nowadays, he has a line, nowadays we only have one mitzvah daraisa of eating something specific, and that's matzah. Matzah is the only thing we have left. We don't have karbanos, we don't have truma. So the Chassam Sofer, obviously he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, he didn't live here, but would he have maybe, was he thinking of the Ramban and saying, oh, but that's not a kiyum ase, that's just more of an isser ase, or, you know, he just wasn't focusing on that one. But either way, regarding the first shot of the Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah is that we're talking about this tree. One tree that goes from the 6th to the 7th, and we treat it like the owners, but there's still going to be a Pter Maaseres. There's going to be a Pter Maaseres because it was harvested during Shemitah, and during Shemitah, nothing is chayav in Trumas and Maaseres because it is considered hefker, but it's not, so this is somewhere in the middle. And the Gemara wasn't trying to say, could you say the opposite? The Gemara said, no, you can't say the opposite. The second you say that it is considered, meaning 7th to the 8th year, the second that you say it's hefker, like an Elon, you can't be chayav in Maaseres, right? So that won't work. That was the Gemara's rhetorical question of hefker, chayav in Maaseres, that can't be. Okay, so that was one shot. But now the Gemara has a second shot. Maybe the Mishnah is not talking about one esrog, but it's talking about, you know, different conditions, but more than one esrog. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, four lines from the bottom. Maybe this is the pshat. Bishar shnei shavua. So two different cases. Bishar shnei shavua atam halach bo kiyerek ubishvias atam halach bo kiilan. Maybe the difference is, by really, an esrog should be like a yarek. It should be go by lakita by all other years. Right? You go by lakita. You treat it like a vegetable. But the only limiting factor is, if going after harvesting would potter it from Maaseres, then we're not going to go after lakita. That's the rule that we understand, Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says, when it says that you treat it like an Elon, dafka, if treating it like a vegetable would potter you from Maaseres. Because it does have some elements like a fruit. But that's the yisod of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, basically, you go by lakita, and that's why b'shar shnei shavua, you treat it like a yerek, you go by lakita, you go by when it's harvested, when it's cut. But by Shemitah, in the shviyas year, if you would go by lakita, then you would potter it from Trumas and Maestras. Because if you say it's harvested during Shemitah, it's Kedusha Shviyas, it's Hefker, and we don't want that. So then, the other option is to go by Chadata. That's why, in that situation, you would go by Chadata, and you go by the sixth year. Hey Chavidus, what exactly is the case? So the Gemara goes through each of the cases, each of the possibilities. When an Esrog blossoms, Chanata, and is harvested. So, Mei Chamishas Lashishas, if it goes from blossom during the fifth year to harvested during the sixth year, Shishas, you go by Lakita. Like we said, the rule is you go by Lakita, unless Lakita would potter. Right? So here, if it goes from fifth to sixth, so you go by Lakita, you go by the sixth. Mishishas Lashvias, Shishas. Right? Sixth to the seventh, so then if you go by when it's harvested, that would potter, because that's Hefker, so then you go by the sixth. So that is fourth, fifth to sixth, and sixth to seventh. Next, Nichnas, Mechamishas, Lashishas, or Lashvias. What about, we know an Esrog has that unique mida that it could stay. Why is it called? Why is it included? And had a Chazal learn a remez from pre-Eitz Hadar? So one of the words, not just a beautiful Hadar, but Hadar. Hadar bi'ilano mishana l'shana. It could stay on the tree till the following year. So what happens if you have an esrog that had chanata during the fifth year, and then it stayed on the tree sixth and seventh year, and then you harvested it during Shemitah? So then what? So as we said, you can't go by Lakita because that would potter it. So you're going to bump it back. So you're going to bump it back till when? Because again, fifth and sixth year have different halachas. Right? Fifth year is Maaser Sheni, sixth year is Maaser Ani. So once you're going to bump it back, what do you do? So Nichnas Chamishas Lashishas Lashviyas. So Likdam B'Shviyas. If you harvest it during the seventh, as we said, Shishas, you bump it back one. As we said, Likdam Mishishas. But if you harvest it during the 6 years, what should you say? You go by Lakita. So, 6 year. No, Chamishas. Chamishas. Why do you go back one? Right? We just said the rule is you always go by Lakita unless you're going to potter. But here, the problem is because you can go by Shishas, the year of Lakita, but then it kind of looks inconsistent. This is the same tree. You have the same tree. You pick some Esrogim in the 6th year and some in the 7th year. So now we're saying, if you picked it in the 7th year, then it goes by Chanata of the 6th. And you picked it in the 6th, it's going to go by Chanata also. It's going to go by also the 6th. So is it consistent? So at least this tree, this kind of situation, you always go back one. You always go back one. Right? If you're going by Chanata from the 7th year Lakita, you're going back to, you're going back 1 year. So then you go by, you go back also this year. Look at the Amara folder as he explains this. Look at the in the middle, first couple of fourth skinny line or so. V'yashta mashinoka b'shviyas motzien oso shein shamayser. What was harvested during the 7th year, you gotta move it back because there's no meiser. V'yal karchach shadidan le'b'shishas. So you're gonna move that one back to the 6th. L'fishiyesh kan b'peiros shechantu b'bas achash de'lakitas. Because these peiros have two harvestings. You harvested some in the 6th, some in the 7th. V'yimata nosin l'shviyas. Chamishas, if you go back from the harvesting, from the shvias, if those that you harvested during the 7th, if you go back 2 years to really when it was nechnat, ma nase lelikita shishas. So what would you do to the 6th year's harvest? Im nosin lahem shishas, kedinon deshasa dekaiminon ve. Right, if you do 6th year like you should theoretically, because we said, what's Rabbi Yochanan Shita? Go by harvesting. Treat Esrogim like vegetables. So if you say like it goes by the 6th year, havile tre desasri, right? You have two contradictory actions. Beperish shachatu b'vasachas. They both blossom during the 5th year, and now you're gonna, and some are harvested in the 6th, some are harvested in the 7th. It's not gonna be consistent. V'travayo b'shishas or b'chamishas nami e'efshar litan lahem. You can't do both in the 5th and or both in the 6th. Imkein ata motzion omen asheni lagamrei omen ani lagamrei. Oh, if you say, well, let the harvesting one, right, go the sixth year one go in the 6th year, and the 7th year one just put back to the 6th year. No, because then you'll be losing out on ma'aser sheni. And if you push them back, both back to the 5th year when it was nechnat, then you'll be losing out and won't giving anything to ma'aser ani. So you have to split it. So what could be like consistent? Push them both back each 1 year. And then you're covered. You have a one Meiser Sheni year, Meiser Ani year. Because again, there's a little bit of flexibility in terms of this, if this type of fruit. So that is the case of 5th to 6th and 7th. Next, Nichnas, third line. Nichnas, Mishishis, Lishvias, Lishvinas. What if it harvested during the 6th? And then you left it on 7th or 8th, and then you did some harvesting in the 7th, some harvesting in the 8th. So Lichtan Bishminis, Shminis. That's fine, right? If you harvested it during the 8th year, so then it goes by the 8th year, because that's what you're supposed to do. If it was, the Gemara does not say the other line, and what if you harvested it in the 7th? Then you have to go back to the previous year. Right? It doesn't say that explicitly, but that's what you have to put in. The Mara Folda says on the 4th wide line, Vashvias ne'alam in agirsa, manasebe. Shvias has disappeared from the girsa. Right? Where is it? Dimnitein lo shisis. But you might say if you do 6th year, trade this asri. It's again somewhat contradictory because the 8th year is going to go by Lakita and the 6th year is going to go by Chanata. Lo kichaskaso meiser. If you just leave the 7th year as 7th year harvesting, then it's totally putter. Via Efshar, so he says to Ikish Josin Lo Shishus, like I said, you go by the 6th year, the Ein Yachol Hotion and Isis Lagamri. Because what's your other choice? You can't go by 7th. Because then you potter it. You can't go by 8th, because that's the following year. So you have to go by 6th. So Manasseh, what else can you do? You don't have any other choice. V'lochash l'farsho, and the Gemara did not explicate it, she kfar piresh bababa hakodemus, because they already explained it earlier. Okay, fine. So this is all, again, trying to explain to Gamliel. Gamliel says in our Mishnah that an esrog has is a funny type of situation, because it is a little bit like a vegetable, it's a little like a fruit in terms of its how it grows, as we learned in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. That's why Rabbi Yochanan Shita in explaining Gamliel is that you basically go by Lakita, except if you can't, if it were potter. Remember, Rabbi Eliezer's view in the Mishnah said an esrog is like a fruit, period. Right? There's no nothing to talk about. Esrog is like a fruit. So now we have a third opinion. Rabbi Seinu, a different brisa, Chaz Rivadimnu, Esrog B'shas L'Kitaso, Isuro L'Maisris Ulishvias. A third shita. It's a vegetable, period. Period. So the brisa says it's like a vegetable. Rabbi Eliezer says it's like a fruit. Rabbi Gamliel says it's somewhere in the middle. Right? Three different shitas in the Tanaim had a treat in Esrog. Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Imi, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Simon, B'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Hakol Modin, but everybody agrees, even if you say, this is an interesting chilik, even if you say that it's like a vegetable, right, like the Brisa just said according to always, or Rabbi Gamliel says halfway, they agree, Rosh Hashanah Shalom B'chamisha Azar B'Shvat. Everybody agrees that the Rosh Hashanah for an Esrog goes by trees. Even if you want to say Lakita is the crucial, and not Chanata, and it depends when Lakita is done, but you go by Tu B'Shvat. You go by Tu B'Shvat, you don't go by Tishrei, which would be the chilik for vegetables, period. Stop there for a, you know, let's just continue a little more. Rabbi Yochanan Shal, Rabbi Yonasan. Kisidron shal shanim, o kisidron shal tkufos. Right? Do you go by shanim, and the way that this is explained is, do you go by the lunar months, which, like what we call, Tu B'Shvat. Right? Do you go by the lunar? Because is that really appropriate? Because in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, right, remember the Gemara says around Daf Yudalot or so, why does Beis Hillel, the first Machlokas in Rosh Hashanah, Beis Shammai says the Rosh Hashanah for trees is the first of Shvat, and Beis Hillel says the 15th of Shvat. What's that Machlokas about? Why would you go by the first of Shvat and the 15th of Shvat? So the Gemara says in the first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, because most, by the time the first of Shvat comes around, according to Beis Shammai, there's been plenty of rain already, hopefully, right? You already had Cheshvan and Kislev and Teves and Shvat, so 3 months already into the rainy season. So the water has caused most of the sap to go up in the tree, which will cause the fruit to eventually grow. Because most of the sap is in the tree by this time, that's why it's already Rosh Hashanah for Ilanos. That's Beis Shammai. Aleph Shvat. Right? Hoel, got the exact lashon, but all the here it is. Yudam Alf. Hol v'yatzu rov gishmei shana va'adayin. Hol v'yatzu rov gishmei shana. Right, rov gishmei shana most of the rain has occurred already. And Rashi's lashon is va'ala hasraf bi'ilanos. and the sraf, the sap that's going to cause the fruit to grow, has gone up in the tree. And that's why, that's like the first step of the tree growing, and that's why you go by, that's why Beis Shammai says you go by the first of Shvat. Beis Hillel says, no, you gotta wait a little more till it actually starts growing. But asked Argamar now here in the Yerushalmi, so what do you, when you talk about the Tu B'Shvat, do you really mean Tu B'Shvat? As we're going to see, we say yes. But the Gemara's question is, interestingly, Kisidron Shalshanim, do you go by the lunar years, or the lunar months, which we use, and therefore it means Tu B'Shvat? O Kisidron Shaltkufos, or do you go by the solar? The solar, we know our calendar is lunar months and solar years. But maybe here, since it has to do with nature and the rain, doesn't it make more sense, ask the Gemara possibly, to go by the solar seasons? And therefore, you should go 45 days after the Tkufa starts. That's the Rosh Hashanah, not the Afka Tu B'Shvat. 45 days after the Tkufa of this winter Tkufa, the rainy season Tkufa starts. Maybe, is that what you should go by? So we know the answer, because we know what we do. But that's the Gemara's question, at least. Right? We know there's one halacha, right, that goes by the seasons, the Tkufos, and that's the same Talamater and Chutz La'aretz, right? December 4th, December 5th, depending on, you know, the year. But, you know, what does that go? That's 60 days after the Tkufa. That's the Gemara that talks about in Maseches Tainus. So you see there are some halachas that go by the Tkufa. So maybe they should go by the Tkufa, because after all, it's about nature. So the Gemara answers, I'm not like considering Shoshanim. No, you go by the lunar. Vafil Shoshanim Uberis. Doesn't matter if it's Shoshanim Uberis. That's the rule. That's the rule. The rule goes, you go by the lunar. We discussed a number of years ago an interesting discussion about this machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where Beis Shammai says, you go by, you know, when the sap is in the tree, and Allah sraf bi'ilanos, that's the Lashon of Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yudalid. But Beis Hillel says, no, you go by the 15th. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas there? They're not arguing about nature. It's what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas. So we mentioned, maybe this is Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Shitaso, in 10 other places, right? Developed by Rav Zevin. Rav Zevin develops the idea in his Sefer La'or HaHalacha, where he says, what about the Machlok B'Shar Beis Hillel about Chanukah? About Chanukah. Beis Hillel says you go 1 to 8. And Beis Shammai says you go 8 to 1. So the Gemara gives, you know, reasons for that Machlok. Yes, maybe there's another way to look at it. Or another Machlok. Yes, again, there's many that Rav Zevin has. I'll just mention another one. Based the Mishnah in Idios, right? Because we're talking about Zrayim. So Idios quotes there. Beis Shammai says you could give truma, you could give olives for oil. You could give olives to the Kohen, and that could count as truma for oil. You could give grapes for wine. That's Beis Shammai Shita. And Beis Hillel says no. Wine for wine, grapes for grapes, oil for oil. Right? So that's whatever all these have to do with each other. Seems like nothing. Right, but Rav Zevin says no. Beis Shammai always goes by the potential. Beis Shammai focuses on the potential of the item. Beis Hillel focuses on the actuality, and that's why Beis Shammai, the sraf is in the tree, and therefore there's the potential to grow. Beis Hillel says no, it's got to grow a little bit. Beis Shammai says, what's the potential? How many days are left to Chanukah? What's the potential? 8. Beis Hillel says no. What day is it? 1. Right, 1, 2, 3, and you go up. Beis Shammai says an olive is potential oil, and a grape is potential grapes. So a grape is potential wine. So therefore, you could use grapes and oil because the potential is ki'ilu. You know, it's already considered, and the like. But all of these, and Beis Shammai, all of them go by actuality. No, it's got to be oil, and it's got to. And then one more. Rav Zevin quotes a mission uksin. Uksin, which has no Gemara Shas Bavli Yerushalmi, so we have to mention it now. Right? When is a fish makabel tumah? Tumas ochlin. A fish. We know food. Food is makabel tumah. When it's food. When it's hukshar makabel tumah. The Mishnah says, dog meyamasai makabel tumah, beshamay omer mishi itzodu. Once you trap the fish, says the Bartanura, chashuvin kebesim. It's already dead. Even though it's not dead yet, you trapped it already. Beis Hillel omrim mishayam musu, when the fish actually dies. So again, the potential of death is once you trap the fish, right? You're holding it and it's flailing, but it didn't die yet. You can still throw it back in, but because it's the first step, so then it could be looked at also as the potential. Anyway, he has developed this, but that's the idea here when we talk about the question of the Gemara, possibly about going by the solar and not the lunar, because of that svara. So that's released to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara story, a story that's also quoted in the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, where all the Rishonim discusses. This is not one of those agadic stories, but it's one of those halachic stories. We haven't had an agadic story in a long time. Maisa b'Rabbi Akiva. There was a story about Rabbi Akiva that Shalikit Esrog, he harvested an Esrog, and he harvested the Esrog on the first of Shvat. Right, that detail's not mentioned beferish here, but that's what the, so look in the, another Gersa. The first of Shvat, he harvested an Esrog. So what's going to be the issue here? Beis Shammai is going to say this is from the new year, and Beis Hillel is going to hold this from the old year, because it's on the first of Shvat, but it's before Tu B'Shvat. So what should you do? V'no'ag alav chumr Beis Shammai chumr Beis Hillel, and Beis Rabbi Akiva is machmir. Both chumras. He treated it like last year's and like next year's. Pashtus, what does that sound like? Sounds like he took off Meiser Ani and Meiser Sheni. Right, Meiser, is that possible? We'll have to see. You could do both. You could take off one Meiser Sheni, and then the next one could also be called Meiser Ani. So we'll see. So the Gemara says, Lama Li Esrog. If this is true, that he was just Machmer because he wasn't sure what was the right Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, so why does the Dafka talk about an Esrog in the story? I feel like Shar Kol Ilan. All fruit. All trees. Right, so Tani, so shouldn't it be more generalized? And we're not going to say, oh, it just happened to be about an Esrog. No, the rule should be about all fruits. The Gemara says, no, you're right. Tani, kechomer regamlil, kechomer regamliezer. No, it's about an Esrog, and he was not sure, not about Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. He's Beis Hillel. But he wasn't sure about Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Eliezer, meaning in our Mishnah. He wasn't sure, does an Esrog go by Chanata or by Lakita? Meaning the Chanata was before Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And the Lakita now is after Rosh Chodesh Shvat. That was his suffix. That was his suffix what to do. Right? And that's, it wasn't a suffix about Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. It was a suffix about Rebbe Gamliel and Rebbe Eliezer. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. But they're both, Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Eliezer, they're both within, says the Gemara, Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Eliezer, lo min Beis Hillelin and Havei. Right, but what is it? It's Aleph Shvat, but that's only a Beis Shammai issue. Aren't they Talmidim of Beis Hillel? Look at the top Mara fold up. What's that? Rabbi Eliezer? We know from elsewhere, but Eliezer is talking about Beis Shammai. So either have to change his girsa, or you have to say that Legabe this, we knew that he holds like Beis Hillel. Right? Remember a few times, the Gemara says Shamuti. He's a Shamuti. He's a Talmud of Beis Shammai. So the top Mara Folda. E Garcinon Rabbi Elazar Asa Shaper. Shur Elazar Ben Shemua. V Garcinon Eliezer Hachikamar. Klomar Milo Savri Baha Ke Beis Hillel. Doesn't he like Beis Hillel here? De Roshan Shalo Tesva Beshvat. Meaning, what was Rabbi Kiva's Suffolk? Right. Al Shvat? That's the same year as the Chanata, because you didn't get the Tu B'Shvat yet. We all like Beis Hillel. Hachik imkein shamay soye becha b'shvat afilu misha azo basal kita ma'aser sheniu. Right, it's still ma'aser sheni by the previous year. So answer Amar Rav Yosi Barbun tipater b'shechanat kodem l'to b'shvat shel shnia v'nechras hashlishis. Meaning it's the it was already here from the previous year, as we said, esrogim are hang out on the tree for a long time. Right, the question is whether Aleph Shvat is the second or the third year. That's the question. Al daite de Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says you go by Lakita Isur Ani, then you go by Meiser Ani, right? Third year. Al daite de Rabbi Elazar, you go by Chanata Isur Sheni. That's what the suffik. That's what the suffik was. Good. Ma Asalos. What exactly did he do? How did he take off? How was he machmir for both? So the Gemara says Kara Shem la Meiser Sheni Shebo. He was Kari Shem for Meiser Sheni, meaning he took off a 10% and he said, that's Meiser Sheni. Ufidayo, and then he redeemed it, meaning he changed that Meiser Sheni Kedusha onto money. Vinosta la Ani, and he gave it to an Ani. What did he give to an Ani? Machlokas Rishonim. What did he give? What did he do? Why? Because the Mefarshim explained he couldn't have just done two. Right? You take off Meiser Sheni and then you take off a second Meiser. Like, no, once you take off 10%, you take off 10%. It's either Ani or Sheni. You can't take off 20%, right? Because then the second one is not going to be called Meiser. So it can't just be that he took off both, two different fruit. So it has to be something else. So what was it here? So, Tupshatim, in the Mefarshim, and this is discussed by the Rishonim in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yadalid. So one pshat is that he gave the original, meaning he had Meiser Sheni, and he changed the kedusha into money, and then he took that original fruit that he just made chulin. So either this was ma'aser sheni that is now chulin, or it was designated as ma'aser ani. But it's all the fruit, and then you give that to an ani. Give it to an ani. So either you're giving the ani the ma'aser sheni deconsecrated fruit, or you're giving a ma'aser ani. Ma'aser sheni that is the consecrated fruit, or ma'aser ani. That's one way to understand this. Or the other way is that you bring this money up to Yerushalayim, this ma'aser sheni money. You buy food there, and you give that food to the ani. Right. So either way, those are the two possibilities in the mafarshim. Right. Tosfos, you look Tosfos there in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudalid. Tosfos says, "Im shnei isurin mamish hifrish lo hayem mesukan." You can't take off mamish too. Ela mafarish biyushalmi, says the Tosfos. But look in the Yerushalmi, right? Our Yerushalmi. Tosfos says, "Shifrish meiser echad lo meiser sheni upedo v'chokolaniim." And then you split it up. That's Tosfos. Look in the Ritva. The Ritva gives the pshat over there. The Ritva there in Rosh Hashanah. He says shebetchila hifresh b'meno meiser sheni v'holicha l'Yerushalayim v'nasnu sham la'aniim. He says that pshat. The second way that I explained it. Second way I explained it, but not everyone says that way. There's a big discussion in the Mefarshim on that Gemara. On that Gemara, the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes is a crucial achron on the Moed and the Zvachim Mesechtas. Zvachim, he didn't write on. We don't really have him on the Bubbas and Nashim. He's not as used, but on Zvachim, he's very important on the Kachim. But here he says on this Gemara, he says, but understand, isn't there right? We're not sure whether it's Meiser Ani or Meiser Sheni. So let's say, what did Rebbe do? Meiser Sheni, and then he was po to it, and then he's going to take that money up, and he's going to give the money that the fruit that are left to Meiser Ani. But it's a suffix. So why don't you say Masav Chaver Lavaraya? Once it's Meiser Ani, whenever you have a suffix about Meiser Ani, you could say that you could keep it. Right? Well, why do you Masav Chaver Lavaraya? If you have a suffix Bechor, keep it. Right? The Kohen can't get it. Right? Wait till it gets a moment, then it's yours. Whenever you have a suffix Matnas Kahuna, that's not an Isser. If it's suffix Truma, then it's a suffix Isser Daraisa. You have to give it. Right? Suffix Trumas Meiser, suffix Chala. But suffix Meiser Ani, a Meiser Ani is Chulin. Right, so the Sfas Emes asks, so why don't you say that once you got rid of the Meiser Sheni element, he could keep the Meiser Ani. Why do Rabbi Kiva do both? So either you can say Lifnim Mishuras Adin, right? You can say above and beyond. He didn't have to do it, but Lifnim Mishuras Adin. That's one option. The Sfas Emes says that maybe the point is this is not yours. You know it's not yours. It's either Meiser Sheni or Meiser Ani. So why would you be able to keep this? Because maybe it's Meiser Sheni. But then you have to bring that to Yerushalayim. And he says when you have a suffix chiyuv, then you know for sure the chiyuv is not yours, then you can't keep it. So you have to see how this applies elsewhere. Hayem is yiradarko, devade ikratam umisha masakhel avaraya. Teicha devade haya chiyuv tevel become a zoo. Lo shayach lomer da bailum muchzakim. Da lo atori ti le chiyuv ze al balasade. Velochein, legabe chiyuv manas aniyim. Lo mahani cheskas balasade. Tekiva deika kneged cheskas chiyuv de balasade. Lite manas aniyim. So you have to give it. Right? You don't call it muchzak here, because you know for sure you have to give it to someone. Okay, we continue. Also interesting here, the Torah Zeraim says here that the language of the Mishnah, there's the last Torah Zeraim, I think, in Bikurim, Rav Parmachik, it says, you're kore shem on the Meiser Sheni, you redeem it, and then you give the rest of the ani. Do you have to do kriya shem for Meiser ani? Right, there's no mention of kriyas shame here. Designation verbally is needed for Truma and Truma's Meiser and the others that we discussed. Maybe. But at least, but it sounds like from here, he says that you don't need kriyas shame for Meiser Ani. It just is. It just is. And he brings a raya from a Rambam also. But that's the second to last Torah Zeraim here in Bikurim. Okay, we continue. Once we mentioned in the last Mishnah, well, esrog is a little bit like this and a little bit like that. So we quote a couple of other items. Blood. Dam al chishtayim. Human blood. Human blood. Interesting way to call a person. Mahal chishtayim. The Tosfos Yada picks up on that. Shavil adam behema. It's similar. It has a halacha similar to animal blood. Lachshir es azrayim. Right? That is one of the seven liquids that are machshir lekabel tuma. Yad, right? Dalad is the two dalads. There's dvash and dam. So number one, it's machshir. Dam Hasheretz, but it's similar to Dam Hasheretz, Ein Chayav Alav, which you're not Chayav kares for, as we will see, that is the pshat of the Gemara. So Rabbi Ba Bar Rav Huna b'shem Rav im hisru boloke. Rav says, if you give hasra, if somebody's about to eat blood of a sheretz, one of the, let's say, well, there's a lot of shrotzim, tame also, shmona shrotzim, and there are others that are just usher to eat. But if you give warning, don't eat the blood of a sheretz, you get malchus for eating sheretz, not for eating blood. Because dam sheretz is called sheretz. So you get malchus for eating blood. So the Gemara says, so what does the Mishnah mean? The Mishnah says that human blood is like dam sheretz, which you're not chayav for. Fatanin and dam sheretz, ain't chayav an alaf. So I'm Rabbi Ba, as I explained it, ain't chayav alaf kares. You're not chayav kares. Chayav kares is only for animal blood. For dam behema v'chaya, but for sheretz blood, your chayav alav, it's like eating sheretz, but it's not a separate, and that's malchus, but it's not dam which has kares. V'yatani, but didn't we learn in a brisa? The first half of the brisa is quoted in the Mara Folder from Krisis Daf Chaf that the following are excluded from blood. Dam mahal cheshtayim. Human blood is excluded from the iser, the full iser of eating blood. She'ein bo tumas kala. That it doesn't have any tuma kala, right? Meaning it's not machsh, it's not, doesn't have tumas kala as the, you know, we should probably read the, I want to read the whole first half of the brisa in the Marafolda. So maybe we'll stop here before this question, and then we will pick up next time. Okay, we'll stop here.